Everybody, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I want to just thank Dave from Madison and Steve from Milwaukee for your participation on the text line. Want to give voice to Wes from Middleton. We've been talking about the fact that Donald Trump has said nothing about trying to work on affordable housing. Nothing happening. Silent. I thought he ran. We've been talking about what is leading to this crisis in affordable housing in this country. Price fixing, consolidation, the work of private equity and hedge funds, the legacy of redlining, discriminatory lending, and it goes on and on and on. It requires government intervention. Everybody needs housing. Wes from Middleton says this, it's on us to let everybody know that this is happening. The working class and working people will get hurt. When they do, there is an opportunity to break through and break the Trump trance everybody seems to be in. Trump can and will consolidate power, and it's going to be hard, but history tells us the will of the people ultimately will prevail. Hear, hear, hi, Sherry and Horicon. Andrew from Maine says this, remember when Zillow took advantage of low interest rates to buy up properties in 2021 in order to resell and make more money from them? Yep, Zillow's doing that. A lot of the PE firms, hedge funds, they're effectively flipping, if you will, massive chunks of housing stock. It is about quick profit. People who have lived in apartment buildings that I know of that have been bought up by companies that are owned by these PE and hedge funds, we'll talk about how all the services degrade, the buildings start to break down, the maintenance is really slow. It is really awful. Andrew also from Maine says this, and J.D. Vance talked during the campaign that they were going to open up, aka sell, federal land for housing development because building apartments on Area 51 or Yellowstone National Park is helpful. Yeah, that's not really the solution. Though I will say this, the federal government has not invested nearly enough money in affordable housing. That needs to change. They also need to look at enforcement mechanism to be sure that there are not anti-competitive, frankly, illegal price gouging and collusion occurring in housing markets. It's abysmal. Len from Madison, I see you. Thank you for your participation. Tom from Jackson, we're working on that issue. Thanks for letting us know. No, a new texter from the 855 or new-ish texter from 855 says, how can states and cities help to fight price gouging? One, they can file lawsuits about this stuff. They can seek discovery of these property management companies. But here's the biggest thing, I haven't even gotten here yet because it is a huge deal, but it is a subject for its own show, zoning. Everybody's heard the NIMBY, not in my backyard. Yeah, and listen, I'm gonna call out rich progressive white people here. I'll be like, oh yeah, I'm a big Democrat. Yep, But oh my gosh, don't put this affordable housing multifamily unit in my neighborhood. I watched that. I spoke at a hearing in Whitefish Bay before I left the county on that. Because they will give it lots of, you know, performative progressivism. But when it comes to changing zoning laws so that more affordable housing can be built in all the neighborhoods within a municipal jurisdiction, all of a sudden everybody's got a problem with it. Don't even get me started on the historic preservationists. That's a whole nother ball of wax. Jack from Merrimack points this out. Before the first housing bubble in 2004, I put 20% down on a very nice three-bedroom, two-bath, West Ellis bungalow, maple flooring, et cetera, et cetera. My mortgage payment, $650 a month. My son's paying for over twice that for a 750 square foot apartment. About sums it up. Absolutely. Kimber from Muskota says this morning, I read through the quote executive orders. I remember one speaks about affordable housing by deregulation. Yeah. That ain't actually gonna help one iota. I will go check that one out. I thought I had combed through them with a like high level of accuracy, but I'll go read that. And here's the thing. A lot of the executive orders, so I'm gonna take the fact check. Thank you, Kimber. Thank you to all listeners who do that. If I got that wrong, I apologize. I'll come back tomorrow and tell you what I think about that EO. But I can tell you right now, deregulating and not enforcing our antitrust regulations ain't the way to solve this problem. Because the free market has been pretty crappy at it thus far, has it not? Mark from Prairie du Sac, you're up, sir.
Yeah, thanks so much for taking my call. It's hardly a week goes by where I don't get an offer on my vacant property up north that I use for deer
Yes.
hunting, just tiny things. They're offering me like 6 times what they were offering me like 4 or 5 years ago. That I get offers on my house all the time. I'm no interest in selling my house. And the one thing I noticed economically that apparently the Trump administration is talking about doing away with the mortgage interest deduction for home buyers. They won't you won't have mortgage
Unbelievable.
interest deduction anymore. I heard that, and it is just, and where Kamala Harris was talking about increasing that and giving people credit when they first buy a house and all that.
Yep.
Nothing like that out of the Trump administration.
Zero, zippo, nada, zilch. Gotta share this breaking news for you. There was a school shooting in Antioch, Tennessee. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation and Highway Patrol are now on scene to assist with Metro Nashville Police. Around 2,000 students attend Antioch High School. The active shooter call came in at 11 a.m. At 11:09 a.m., a person who was identified as a 17-year-old started firing shots into the cafeteria. One female student has died. The other is in stable condition at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. This has got to stop. I'll probably check through those EOs to see if there's anything about